Oh, yeah.
One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later.
It's a Saturday night. My name is Stephen Baldwin, and my fantastic, fabulous, phantasmagoric partner, Kevin McCullough, is with us as well. But tonight, people, we're calling it the quasi-hostile takeover. It's not a full-blown hostile takeover. Although, if I had to, you know, attack Ivan and Jackie and throw them in headlocks and force them to shut down Kevin's, you know, camera and audio feed and do a full-blown, complete and total hostile takeover, I could do that. Hey, Kevin.
Except that I signed their paychecks for Monday, so I think they'd listen to me.
Well, I think if given the choice between a paycheck...
I just think they'd listen to me. That's all I'm saying.
I think it's like that Little Rascal. It's like that Popeye thing for like a hamburger on Tuesday deal. You know, I think it's if we gave them a choice between oxygen for the rest of the evening or a paycheck on Monday, I don't know, bro.
Actually, here's the real key to understand everything that you need to know about everything.
Yeah. Okay.
If you were able to put them in headlocks,
yep,
it would only be because I had Jedi-minded you into doing so.
Wow.
That's so the fact that you believe this is a quasi-hostile takeover is only existing in the universe where I led you to that belief.
I'm speechless. As usual, you win. Well,
so how are you?
I'm good. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I'm great, Kevo. Been having a lot of fun. I've been around the house mopping floors and doing laundry.
This is a historic day in many respects, I guess.
Okay, yes. Yes, it is.
Not a problem. Well, Stephen's there in New York, and if you're watching us on the UAN television network tonight in Texas, you may notice that we're not in the same room. If you're listening by way of radio, it may sound slightly different, but that's because I am in beautiful, sunny Southern California, tonight being hosted by the incredible Immaculate. If you're watching on television, you see the perfected grounds behind me, Harold Polo and Croquet Club. The exclusive Harold Polo and Croquet Club of Thousand Oaks, California. So we're very honored to be with you tonight and thankful for the nice digs here. It's a beautiful, very slight breeze, but about low 70s, and just couldn't be happier than to be with you back after being away last week.
Yeah, no, it's great to have you back, brother, and I'm excited. We have a very interesting show for this evening.
Interesting is putting it mildly.
Well, let's inform.
I get this text from Stephen earlier this week.
Yeah, go
and
ahead.
He goes, please, 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 please. In the only way Stephen knows how to type, which is a few words and then three dots. No other punctuation is necessary in the Stephen Baldwin code of dictation. It's just a bunch of words and then three dots and then a bunch more words and three dots. But I knew he was meaning something important because he said, please, three dots, please. Three dots, please, three dots, three dots. Let me do this topic on Saturday night. And I'm saying, when someone asks as politely as that, how can you deny them the opportunity to do the topic that they want? So, of course, we're gonna do this topic tonight because Stephen wants to talk about it.
Well,
please.
You know, Kevo,
Dot, dot, dot.
You're a great partner because you know I live for topics like this one. I scour the internet 6 days a week leading up to Saturday night, and I just try to find for you, our listeners, topics of conversation that, you know, hopefully are going to be... I just talked to somebody driving over here. I was talking to a friend, and he said, what are you talking about on the show? I said, this. He goes, are you kidding? He said, he goes, is that for real? And I came across a story where a group of Satanists had performed a ritual over several hours over the tombstone and gravesite of the pastor... over the tombstone and the gravesite of the mother of the pastor of Westboro Baptist Church, which is infamous, of course, for holding all those terrible, terrible types of protests against the military.
Right.
And recently they made an announcement that they were going to hold protests against the victims of the Boston Marathon bombing.
Right.
And they're
long form, short form of this is they do two things that are obscene. They carry signs around that say God hates fags.
Right.
And then next to that, they say every time someone dies in a gruesome, grotesque way, they go and say they died because God is judging America because God hates fags. And that's basically everything that Westboro Baptist Church stands for, believes in, summarizes itself for. That's why I don't call them a real church.
Right.
I don't call their pastor an actual pastor. If you pastor seven members of your own family, to me, that's not really much pastoring. A little too all in the family there, as far as I'm concerned.
Sure.
But what makes this particular story even more mind-numbingly surreal is... that you have Satanists doing what over the grave of Fred Phelps' mom?
What did they call it, Ivan? They called it a May?
It's your story, Stephen.
Sorry?
You're supposed to have the story in front of you.
They called it a pink mass. Pink mass. So it's their version of a satanic gay ritual where two men lean over the tombstone of the mother of the pastor of Westboro Baptist Church, and they kiss each other, and then two girls kiss each other in the same way, and it's all part of this ritual where what they say is at the end of this ritual, these Satanists claim that the mother's spirit of the pastor of Westboro Baptist Church is now gay as a result for eternity of this pink mass ritual that they have performed.
So it's kind of like Mormons going to people's graves after they die and doing their thing and saying they're now Mormons for all of eternity.
I don't know if it's the same thing.
Except it's Satanists and gay people doing whatever Satanists and gay people do.
No, this is far more radical than
the concept's the same. They're baptizing them for eternity into whatever they want them to be baptized in.
Okay. And the thing for me is, the idea for me is simply this. And here's the question, Kevo, that you and I haven't even discussed yet. If you have in society certain laws that are considered to be hate crimes, then for me, in relation to Westboro Baptist and what it does, and these Satanists and what they're doing, isn't it time that we just put a stop to all of this stupid behavior?
No, I think you should let all of this stupid behavior absolutely continue.
Well, I disagree.
Okay, 888-340-3373.
I think it's time that the motivations of Westboro Baptist Church, relevant to what they want to say and do, I think that protesting the funerals of men and women who have served in our armed forces should be illegal. That's my opinion.
Because you've become a nanny stater, just like your mayor, Mr. Bloomberg.
No.
Yeah, you want the state to get all entwined into the private business of everybody.
No.
Yeah.
No,
that's what you want to do.
No.
And now you want you. I'm supposing you would want the same application to be given to the Satanist pink masters as well. Probably right. You can't go christen someone's grandma as gay for the rest of eternity. I mean, is that too out of the box? Where do you start drawing the lines?
Well, I think, Kevin, in a common sense way, that it's time to stop the stupidity and create laws that just don't allow stupid people to do stupid stuff. That's my opinion.
But Stephen, the beauty of America is we should allow stupid people to do stupid things because eventually they will weed themselves out of circulation.
It doesn't seem like any weeding's getting done anytime soon, bro.
888-340-3373, wherever you're tuned into us tonight, whether it's on radio, satellite, Sirius XM, or 338 radio stations, or the UAN television network, which, by the way, very soon, coming to New York City, we're excited about that.
Coming up on a break here in just a second, Kevo. So, Satanists versus Westboro Baptist Church, ladies and gentlemen. Should we start creating laws against this? We'll be right back. Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
So, from New York City and from Southern California tonight, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, coast to coast. We're glad to be with you. And I just want to make mention that those of you that are tuning in via television, please tell your friends. We're excited to be with you Saturday nights on the UAN all across the state of Texas. Many, many more cities coming online soon. And those of you that are listening by way of SiriusXM, always glad to have you with us. And those of you listening by way of terrestrial radio, coast to coast, 338 stations along those lines, including great stations in New York, San Diego, Fairfax, Fairbanks, Alaska, all the way to Orlando, Florida, kind of crisscrossing the whole country. Thank you for being there as well. Our phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Stephen saw this story where the Westboro Baptist Church founder, the grandmother of the founder, the mother of the founder, had her grave more or less desecrated by activists who came and did a what they called a pink mass there. They performed homosexual sexual things above the grave, and they said that christened her and baptized her as to being gay now for all of eternity. Stephen just said just before we went to the break, he thinks it's time that we have laws that basically prevent stupid people from doing stupid things. Of course, I don't believe that that should be anywhere near what our laws should be bothered with governing. And we're interested in your thoughts on this. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Now, Stephen, in the story of Westboro versus Satanists, to me, that's an even draw. Like, if they're doing stupid things against each other, I don't really have a dog in that fight.
Maybe I'm just wrong right at the start here, and maybe I shouldn't have said a thing and just let these people cancel each other out. I got you.
That's kind of like, I mean, okay, if they get tied up literally bothering each other in this manner, I'm totally okay with that. It keeps them out of everybody else's life.
Right.
And the handful of Satanists that are going to be so upset. In fact, I wish a few more Satanists, instead of down there protesting in Austin, Texas the last couple of weeks, I wish more Satanists had left there and gone to bother Westboro. That'd be a welcome relief in my mind.
And I just want to say, our number is 888-340-3373. Any Satanists listening, if you call in, you jump to the front of the line.
No doubt about it. Front of the line.
But like, it's like, and I want to clarify something for the UAN folks at home. I just want to say, you know, Baldwin McCullough Live, we like to have fun. But I didn't pick this topic just to be crazy and risque. I mean, this is something that I'm sitting there and I mean, here's the headline. Pink Mass has made Westboro Baptist Church founder's mom gay in afterlife, Satanists claim. I mean, I read that and I'm going, I want to know what people think about that. I mean, obviously it's completely kooky, but for me, as you and I talked a second ago, it makes me now say to myself, when are we going to be done with this stuff? Can't we just be done with it?
Well, what do you mean, be done with it? Massive stupidity amongst the masses?
Well, no. We wouldn't have a program if that was done with, but that's not the point. The point is, I genuinely feel like it's time now, with as crazy as everything is, that when the Westboro Baptist, you know, churches and these guys are called the, give me just one second. This is the Satanic Temple out of New York City is the name of this organization.
Great. Thanks for attributing it to our city.
We won't even go into that part of the conversation. But
okay.
I would sound way too Westboro Baptist if I started talking that way, Kevin. But, again, 888-340-3373. Kevin, you disagree. You say that we should not enact laws to stop stupid people from doing stupid stuff like this.
Because I don't think so, because I think laws are the worst way to try to change stupid behavior. I think stupid behavior will eventually weed itself out of circulation. Enough people will, you know, do enough dumb things that you just won't have dumb people doing dumb things very, very much anymore.
I don't know.
But why use the force of law? Using laws to prevent things are about the most inefficient way of changing culture, by and large. Using the force of law saying, we will regulate you and we will check you out and we will make sure that you are doing XYZ is one of the worst ways of implementing morality into a culture. And that means that we got to trust individuals to run a culture more morally on their own. But the use of government force to try to get stupid people to stop doing stupid stuff just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, is texting while driving stupid?
Yeah, but I don't think we need laws to govern it.
Well, there already are laws that govern those types of...
They just recently went in. And
right.
See, people that text while drive generally die. So,
or kill others.
Sometimes they do.
Sure.
And in that case, then, you know, maybe there's punitive effects of that if you get caught doing it or whatever. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, do we really need the government telling someone not to text while driving? Or can we rely upon individuals to say, you know, this isn't very smart. We should probably not do this.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think so.
888-340-3373. Nanny Stater Steven wants to get in your life.
Please.
Tell the Satanists they can't pray over your mom's grave. He wants to put that into law, make the legislators all, you know, they have nothing else to do.
I'm sorry, buddy. Stephen Baldwin is, in my opinion, most certainly the last person to ever be labeled, you know, nanny stater.
If you're wanting to ban Westboro from showing up places and protesting, you're a nanny. That makes you a nanny stater.
Nanny, nanny, nanny.
Exactly.
Is that what you're doing to me now, Kevin? Are you saying to me, nanny, nanny, nanny?
Line two, Carl calling from Dallas, watching on the UAN TV network. Hi, Carl. Is Stephen a nanny stater? Clear that up for me real quick.
Pardon me?
Is Stephen being a nanny stater by taking this position? I'm just curious.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. When I heard about them desecrating the grave of the founder of the church, I mean, that's sort of like Satanism, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly who these people are, Carl. These people are literally Satanists who performed a ritual in a hope on their part of making the mother of the pastor of Westboro Baptist Church, making her gay for eternity.
And here's what thank you, Carl, for the call. Here's what I'd like to say. Here's what I'd like to pass a law to do. Not allowing anyone to call Westboro Baptist a church anymore.
There you go.
Because I don't think they're really a church. Bad behavior that they put on everywhere. Anyway, we're coming right back. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. He's in New York. I'm in L.A. Stay with us.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Johnson.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. Our number 888-340-3373. And the headline reads, Pink Mass has made Westboro Baptist Church founder's mom gay in the afterlife. And just a couple of comments here from the article in the Huffington Post that says, on Sunday, July 14th, the Satanic Temple that seeks to foster benevolence and empathy amongst all people.
Of course.
Yeah. Performed a pink mass.
What else do Satanists do?
And it says here, I'm not making this up, people. Upon completion of the pink mass ceremony, Katherine Johnson is now gay in the afterlife. Afterlife notes Satanic Temple website. And it says the pink mass was performed twice, where men kissed each other and women kissed each other. And they believe, these Satanists believe, just as kind of a pushback to the Westboro Baptist Church, they believe that they performed this pink mass in an affirmation of the Satanist temple's belief in freedom and the pursuit of happiness for all people.
But apparently they can change your orientation in the afterlife and sentence you to that for eternity. That doesn't sound very benevolent. Or caring.
Exactly. So if you do see this on the Huffington Post, the guy who was kind of the grand poobah here of the whole thing, he's wearing this headgear with these giant black horns while the men kiss each other and the girls kiss each other. And this is just, I mean, you can't make this up.
But of course.
You can't make this up.
But of course.
And I believe that enough is enough. This is just dumb stuff. Let's make laws so Westboro Baptists can't protest military funerals or say that God hates this and that, and that these Satanists can't go on the Westboro Baptists' pastor's mom's gravesite and do that. This is just, it's too much now. I believe there should be laws. Kevin, you disagree.
Well, you're a nanny stater, and you're asking for the government to take over all the stuff instead of letting individuals be responsible for their own behavior. Speaking of individuals, and before we go back to the phones, I just want to remind everybody, Stephen and I, last week and the week before, launched the new campaign, 4,000 Kids in 4,000 Hours. You've heard us mention in the past how every day 60 million orphans go to bed without food. 72 hours is how long most of them go without food. Every 2 seconds, a child becomes a new orphan. So there's orphans being created constantly. But here's the one that always just rips my heart out. Every 90 seconds, another child dies because they don't have nutritious food. And so last year, we wanted to get 2012 kids fed in the year of 2012. This year, we're aiming for 4,000 orphans to be fed for the year of 2014, knowing that there are 44,000 children that will become orphaned every single day. This is a drop in the bucket. Knowing that there are 44 kids who will die this hour from lack of good nutrition, that really gets to Stephen and I. So here's how it happens. You make a gift of $92 one time. You rescue a life in 2014. You feed a kid through the entirety of 2014. And it's real simple.
Just we've all for $92.
$92 feeds that child every single day, ensures that they won't die. Here's the phone number, 888-242-0069, 888-242-0069, 888-242-0069. You can also go to domuchgood.com and give a gift right there online. It's very simple, domuchgood.com. And help a child survive in the next year. Who knows, the child you save may be one that would have otherwise died while our show's on the air. We would hate for that to happen. So 888-242-0069 or domuchgood.com. And we'll keep you updated on how many of those kids. When we launched the campaign, there were exactly 4,000 hours left in 2013. We have 4,000 hours to rescue 4,000 kids. And that's what we're aiming to do before the end of 2013 and going into 2014. So help us out. DoMuchGood.com or 888-242-0069. Now, Stephen, I think there's a lot of people that want to weigh in on the fact that you've become a nanny stater, and we should probably take a call or two.
Well, we had about 45 seconds, Kevo, so do you want to wait until we come back?
Well, I guess so.
Yeah, you know, because we got Ralph from Red Bank. We're going to wait for him, and we got Jeff in Louisville. We're going to come back to you guys.
Yeah, hold on. Don't go anywhere.
Right after the break,
we won't forget about you.
30 seconds now, Kevin. But, Kevin, you know, just in the next 25 seconds, McCullough, why am I a nanny stater? Right?
You're believing that a law can solve stupidity. And laws are the worst way to solve stupidity.
Well,
and laws don't even work.
I'm the proof in the pudding, Kevin. I mean, I'm more law abiding now, aren't I? Baldwin McCullough Live. We'll be right back after.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare, they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. A weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Serrada, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.org.
673. All right, so both coming to you from the East Coast and the West Coast, Stephen in our Extreme Media Studios there in New York City, Kevin McCullough tonight from the beautiful and lush Private Harrell Polo and Croquet Club of Thousand Oaks, California, And thankful to them for letting us use their facilities tonight. Very beautiful if you're watching on television, and hope you're getting a great shot. Kind of put me in the mood for the British Open, which Tiger Woods is going to be in the second to final pairing for tomorrow. Hopefully he'll make a little bit of a comeback. I'm a big Tiger fan when he's living right, not when he's, you know, betting all of his bevy of beauties, but when he's doing the right thing. I'm a big Tiger fan. Seems like he's trying to get his life back together, so I'll pull for him tomorrow. But Stevie B's there, KMC is here, and we're talking about the Westboro Baptist Church and the Satanists. The Satanists said we're going to desecrate the Westboro Baptist Church's founder's mother's grave, and so they did. They went and did all kinds of gay stuff over it, and they said that baptized her into becoming gay for all of eternity. And Stephen's observation of these two kind of idiot groups that I feel like are just going to cancel each other out in the long run is that we should pass laws that prevent them from doing such things. The Westboro Baptist Church group from protesting at military funerals and bombing victims' funerals and terrorism victims' funerals. They've done some disgusting stuff, and I don't support anything that they've done. But I happen to think that writing laws to prevent that from happening is a fairly nanny state way to go to try to, because, Stephen, here's my issue, and you asked me before we went to the break, why do I think that's nanny state? Today, it's telling Westboro Baptists that they can't protest at a military funeral because they're a fringe group. Tomorrow, it's preventing pro-life Christians from praying outside of abortion clinics because the majority think that pro-life Christians are fringe groups. Mm-hmm. When you start getting into this, the government gets to pick and decide who has freedom of speech. You actually end up in a very bad place. So I don't want the government involved in who gets to speak wherever. I don't want them to have any say on it. I'm not a nanny stater. That's why you are, my friend.
So, all right. Well,
the brief reasoning that you asked for before the last break.
I've been called a lot of things, McCullough. Let's go to line two. Jeff in Louisville, Kentucky. Jeff, what say you, brother? I think you're leaning towards McCullough on this one.
Well, I'm actually leaning towards pro-First Amendment is what I'm leaning towards, okay? So they did nothing. They did not desecrate the woman's graveyard. They didn't remove her tombstone. They didn't do anything that would be considered illegal activity. So what you're saying is we should be anti-First Amendment, and we should start limiting people's ability for free speech.
Well, yes and no. I'm simply saying, I'm not trying to be funny. This is a crazy topic. But, Jeff, I ask you this. If satanic homosexuals wanted to tongue kiss each other over your mother's grave.
Okay, stop. Whatever comes out. Someone just got in the car. That's all they heard of the show.
I'm not trying to be funny.
Right. I mean, that's a joke, right?
Well, no, Jeff.
Who says that they were satanic? No. Just because they have a homosexual lifestyle does not mean that they worship the devil.
No, brother, you're missing in the article in the Huffington Post. This is a church of Satanism, brother.
Jeff, they're saying they are.
They're saying they are.
They're calling themselves Satanists.
So,
okay, is that not a religion, though? Is Satanism not a religion?
Well, to them it is. So, Jeff, that's what I'm saying. So what Hold on, Jeff. So what you're saying is, in your belief, and according to the First Amendment, if satanic homosexuals want to tongue kiss each other over your mother's tombstone, they should have the right to do that. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely. They're not doing anything to hurt her. I mean, if they really believe that they're doing something as far as their religion goes that says, hey, you know,
all right,
she's now a homosexual.
Okay, a couple of caveats
any reasonable person would know that that's not true.
Go ahead,
okay.
Kevin.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the call. A couple of caveats to that, though. If she's buried in a private lot of land that they don't have legal access to,
right,
then there's already laws that prevent that.
Sure.
They're trespassing. They can be jailed on trespassing charges. But if she's buried in a public place that is open to the public and there is no private rule governing that, then it's no different than if they're just doing it in the park.
Right.
And that's so a couple of caveats on that. If they have to break a law to get to it,
right,
they shouldn't be allowed to do
and
it.
I'd like to make a proclamation now. Any homosexual Satanists that tried to do this type of a pink mass over any Baldwin family tombstone, I assure you, Alec, Daniel, William, and myself will show up and take you back to Massapequa, so to speak, and show you exactly the zeal that has brought us to the level of success in Hollywood that it has. Thank you very much.
The zeal?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Let's go to line one. Debbie is calling from Juno Beach, Florida, and she's listening on Sirius 131. Debbie, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Well, thank you. How are you today?
We're doing
very
great,
good.
Debbie.
What's your thought on this?
Yeah, what do you think about this, Debbie? Should we start laws now that stop stupid people like this from doing stupid stuff?
Well, I'm with the ones that say do not limit our First Amendment rights. I don't think we should create any more laws to stop the stupidity. People are going to do what they're going to do, whether there's a law or not, because people are guided by their own.
Oh, Debbie, I think we lost you. I think she was just...
She went into that cell.
Tell her to call. Debbie, call us back if you can. I want to hear the rest of that.
What she said to Jackie when she screened her was that it is time to stop the behavior, but that new laws will not stop it. And she said that's why they keep building jails.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
Some truth to that. You try to outlaw everything, Stephen, nanny stater. You try to outlaw everything. You're just going to fill up jails with people that, you know, come on.
Sure.
They kiss over
keep
grave.
Keep calling me nanny stater while you're 3,000 miles away. Sure, tough guy.
You're identifying yourself as
nanny,
that. So
nanny,
far,
nanny.
All the callers have identified
nanny,
the
nanny,
same
nanny.
Thing I did. You're anti-First Amendment.
Nanny, nanny, nanny. No, I'm anti-stupid. Thank you.
Line three, Ralph in Red Bank. Hi.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking that if this was done in a black church, it would instate Obama to make a big deal out of it.
Right.
Like he did in that first
Ralph, I'm so proud of you. You went a full seven words before you said the president's name.
We're coming right back after this.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text fuse. 33938.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
.com.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. I'm in New York. He's in California. And we had a fantastic first hour. Our number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
And we firmly establish the fact that Stephen believes in the intervention of law to take away your First Amendment rights. So, you know, I thought it was a very productive first hour.
Well, I never had a nanny growing up. So, you know, I figured at 47 years old, if I
is that what you believe a nanny stater was? What? That every family had a nanny, then it would be a nanny state?
Well, no, I thought what you meant was that when you're my age and, you know, you can't take care of yourself well enough and you never had a nanny, then this administration would provide you with a nanny of your own.
I think they promised that at somewhere in the 2012 election cycle. I'm pretty sure.
In Obamacare.
Speaking of which, we're not going into this in the second hour, but I was just perusing headlines before the show. It looks like the NSA spying scandal is tiny compared to the civil rights violations that the Obama administration's already conducted against Americans through the Obamacare legislation. So, folks, hang on. We got more invasion of people's privacy, and this is the problem. President Obama and Stephen Baldwin are nearly exactly alike on this issue. They believe in using laws to take your rights away from you. And Stephen says he just wants to limit it to Satanist homosexuals that desecrate graves and crazy people that carry signs to funerals and stuff. But in reality, he and the president are nearly one and the same.
Well, I think that's a bit of an oxymoron, Kevin, because I started with, how do we create laws that stop stupid people from doing stupid things? Now, I can't call anybody names, but I think if you think about what I'm thinking, and I'd like to stop stupid people from doing stupid things, then I think you understand what I'm trying to say. Kinda, sorta, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink, Kevo.
Speaking of sad things, in the next hour, the Zimmerman case. That's all we're going to talk about. 888-340-3373. But the president yesterday invoking a very interesting perspective on this, and to which the Top Gun graduate, that is my lovely bride's brother, joined us at dinner last night and said, why is the president even getting involved in this case? But the president yesterday said that if the victim of the Trayvon Martin shooting had been white, that the outcome likely would have been different. What I want to know in the next hour from you, listening to Baldwin McCullough, do you agree with the president? If the victim, Trayvon Martin, had been a white kid instead of a black kid, and everything else was the same, do you think that that he would have ended up alive instead of dead? Curious as to your thoughts on that, and we'll take your calls at 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. We will be right back.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving.
And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.